Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Wish she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her.
Now, if you've ever wondered what 50,000 hardworking employees sound like, you're about to find out. Today we're swapping the studio for the world of beekeeping, and we're out and about at one of Open Hive Honey's apiaries in the stunning Glen of the Downs. Behind every jar of honey is an extraordinary story of teamwork, survival and conservation. The people here aren't just producing award-winning honey, they're on a mission to protect the native Irish black honeybee before it disappears. I'm here with Open Hive CEO and co-founder, Kyle Petrie. Good morning to you, Kyle.
Good morning. Thanks for coming out.
Now, I'm delighted to be here, Kyle, but maybe you might just tell us a little bit about the origins of this business.
So back in 2019, myself and a friend, Mark Early, were both keeping bees and both, you know, understanding that our native Irish honeybee is coming under more and more pressure. And we felt that we could do more together as an organisation with a better voice, bring more advocacy and education than we could as individual beekeepers. And that's why we founded Open Hive, was to, you know, basically to conserve our native Irish honeybee.
Okay. Tell us about the Apis mellifera mellifera. What's that, the other name for that?
So that is known as the European dark honeybee. And we have in Ireland an ecotype of that bee. So this ecotype we only discovered through, you know, work with the University of Galway. I've been doing fantastic work, and they discovered that, yes, we have a slightly different bee from the European bee, and that it only exists here in Ireland. Therefore, you know, we really need to work hard to conserve it. In terms of the European dark honeybee, it used to exist all over Europe, and now only exists in tiny pockets in Scotland and Cornwall, and thankfully most of Ireland. So we have the most diverse genetics of this bee in Ireland, but if we don't do something soon, we could see it disappear.
And the threat to that bee is what? Is it that people would bring in other queen bees from other jurisdictions and it would contaminate the genetics, per se?
Yeah, that's one of the big problems, is the importation of foreign species of bee, because people believe they produce more honey or are more docile or, you know, any range of different things. So that our bees, it's known as mate on the wing. So our queens will go out and mate with up to sort of 15 to 20 male bees. And if she mates with one of those non-native bees, then the genetics then are diluted. So a bee that's taken over a million years to get to this point, you know, if we don't do something drastic, we could see it be gone in about 10 years. The other big issue facing our bee is habitat loss. So in Ireland, I'm sure you know, we have very low forestry rates. So we're only about 11% forestry cover.
Yeah.
And of that, only 2% is native forest, where bees would naturally live in cavities. So the European average is about 40 to 60% cover. In Sweden, it's over 60%. In Ireland, only 2% of our native forestry can support wild honeybees. So wild honeybees hit the endangered list in Europe in October last year.
Okay. Now, we've seen councils not cutting grass and that kind of stuff anymore, and we see this rewilding. You know, is that generally a good thing for bees?
Absolutely. We have 102 species of bee in Ireland, and that helps all the bees with their forage, and especially for some of the solitary bees, it helps their habitat. The rewilding and the replanting of native forestry will help our bees, but the studies show that those forests need to be 200 to 300 years old before there's a cavity big enough for a wild honeybee. So we have a gap between what we're doing now and what will help in the future.
What have we got here in front of us, Mark? And this is all your own honeys.
Yeah.
Open Hive, 100%. We've got raw Irish honey.
So we have a soft set honey here from spring. So this is from the rapeseed oil. And we've basically churned it for 2 weeks to give it this lovely buttery, velvety consistency.
And that's like a whitish colour, which is...
It used to be called creamed honey.
Okay.
But people... The EU legislation says we have to call it soft set because people thought there was cream in it. So it's a very sweet, spreadable honey.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. And that's almost, you're tasting the comb there, aren't you?
It's very, very, sort of the texture is buttery.
Oh, that's very, very nice.
Good on sourdough.
Yeah.
Or toast. We've
just packed the bees up on their holidays up to the Sally Gap and to the Lugala estate, and they're now foraging on the heather honey up there. And so they'll be up there for 3 weeks.
Okay, let me just taste the heather one. Oh yeah. Like they are, while they're all distinctly honey, they're all beautifully different. How do you get these to consumers?
So we sell to a lot of sort of high-end delis, and then we would be in all the Avocas as well.
Yeah.
And we sell direct to customer on the website as well.
Right, I think it might be time to put on the suit. Okay, now we're up with the bees. Kyla's just firing up the smoker. We had an incident there when I was putting on my helmet that a bee landed on my head. We almost had a stinging, but Kyle came to the rescue, so the smoker is now lit.
So this disrupts the pheromones in that the bees use to communicate. So one of the main pheromones is the alarm pheromone. So by using the smoke, we can disrupt that, and they'll stay calm, and then hopefully we'll stay calm.
Okay. Stand by, folks. Firing up the smoker. How many bees have we got approximately here?
So there's probably about 40,000 bees per hive.
Wow.
So, you know, they're packed. It doesn't look like it, but we'll jump in and we can see them face to face.
All right, let's have a look. Oh yeah, now we're looking. Okay, so Kyle has just opened up the top of the hive. The slats are all there. I think there's like 10 slats with all the honeycomb in it. Oh, now we see the bees. Oh, yes.
So you can see a little bit of bee action here. But this is basically the honey super. And we're going to jump down to the brood nest where the queen is with all her baby bees.
Okay, let's have a look at that. Hopefully no problem. Oh, now we're talking. We can just see like a really huge number of bees all in one place. Oh, now they're starting to swarm around the place. Hopefully I'm protected in my suit here.
Absolutely, I wouldn't do that to you. So you can see how dark and black our native Irish bee is.
Yeah.
So no stripes, really, just a very dark bee. So I'm going to grab out a brood frame here, where we can see the where the baby bees are.
Slightly nervous here, folks, but this is just wall-to-wall bees. Ooh, this is kind of scary.
So what we see is this kind of darker wax underneath here are baby bees about to hatch out. So you can see the little larvae, which are the white ones, in the open cells. And then we've got all the little nurse bees looking after them.
Look at this. So it's just, oh man. Whoa.
So do you see the bees here all holding each other's hands? That's known as festooning. And they're actually building wax. So this little wax strip here is something that they're building out. So we actually cut some samples to send off to the department just to check for health in the last couple of weeks, and they're going to fill this back in with wax.
Okay. There's bees everywhere, guys, all over the microphone. I'm trying to stay calm. It's all good. We haven't been stung yet. So how much honey would one of these typically produce? How many...
The average in Ireland is about 15 to 20 kilos per season.
Okay.
We would push a bit higher than that.
Sorry, guys, the bees are just getting a bit agitated here, so we might let them go back to sleep. It's so nice to see local produce, you know, being harvested. You're working in a sustainable way. You're protecting the Irish honeybee, which is a quest in itself. And you're getting the enjoyment of a top quality product. What's not to like here?
Absolutely. I mean, we won the Blas na Héireann gold and silver last year, which I think the first honey company to win both. Showing really that our native Irish honey bee, you know, in its own environment is doing the best job it can do.
Well, listen, top man. And regards to your two partners, who I know there's three of you in it. So keep doing what you're doing. I've enjoyed my day out here with the bees. I haven't been stung, folks. But this is great to see, and well done to you, Kyle, and thank you for having me out here to the Glen of the Downs today.
Thanks a million.
She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing.
Yes, you can sense the apprehension in my report there, as I reported from the Glen of the Downs and the bees. Really, really enjoyed that. So great business. Well done to Open Hive.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.